Saturday is known as moving day on the PGA Tour, and Brooks Koepka, 65, has moved him into the lead by 2 strokes over Jordan Spieth and a 3-shot lead over Matt Kuchar, Bud Cauley, and Sergio Garcia. The long-hitting Koepka is certainly in the driver's seat going into the final round of the 2016 AT&T Byron Nelson. And believe it or not, he's not too happy with the way he's striking his golf ball.
Yeah, it's nice to go in the final round with a 2-shot lead. Today, I hit the ball terrible. It wasn't anything to brag about at all. I felt like throughout the whole round, all 18 holes, it wasn't very good. But the putter, I'm putting it so well. I feel like I'm putting into an ocean right now. We switched putters 2 weeks ago, and it's got a real soft feel. Rolls right away, and the short game too. I mean, we've worked hard over the last year trying to improve the short game and in putting, and it let me hang in there today.
Our leader says it's a crazy game.
It's crazy sometimes. I feel like when I went in Phoenix, I felt like my ball striking wasn't there either, which is kind of funny. I think sometimes when you're not playing your best, you're more mentally there. You're trying to grind it out a little bit harder. You really got to come in with a good game plan, I guess you could say. Manage yourself around the golf course, and that's what we're doing right now, even though today wasn't that good. The putter gets hot, and you turn that into, 500?
Meanwhile, even though the local favorite Jordan Spieth delighted the crowd with a dramatic birdie at 17, he says he's not at all happy with his ball striking, and he's actually surprised that he's in contention.
Yeah, it's just the same thing as the first 2 days. I was just even further off today, ball striking wise, and even better putting. So some of those up and downs on the front nine were just kind of ridiculous. I mean, they surprised me that I was able to get them up and down, and those are the shots that I practice all the time. You know, it still was. I was in some really, really tough spots, and it was a very stressful round of golf to play because I just don't have confidence over the ball right now. It's very frustrating and actually pretty incredible to still be in this tournament.
But Jordan is a fantastic competitor, and no doubt his team will have a go-to ball flight by tomorrow's final round.
Normally not in contention without having a go-to ball flight, and that's what I'm going to try and get tomorrow. It's something that I can certainly get by the time I tee off tomorrow with the right feel on the range and at least seeing a couple of them on the golf course. I was just trying all kinds of stuff today, and if I had a 9-iron in my hands and it was on the green, I was pleased. I mean, that's not good. And I'm being brutally honest with you. I mean, I was legitimately pleased. I was very happy.
Tim Maron, tournament chairman, also references Jordan's teamwork and how the salesmanship club prepares for the AT&T Byron Nelson.
You kind of go back to the terminology that Jordan talks about. It's all about team and we, and it is. We're a team. We've got a great sponsor in AT&T. The Four Seasons has been a tremendous host site since 1983. City of Irving has been a phenomenal host city as well. And then all of our vendors that help, set up all the infrastructure leading into the tournament, the salesmanship club members. Then we have 1,100 volunteers that come in on their own dime, spend the week with us, and help us run this tournament.
Final round will be an exciting one. Long-hitting Brooks Koepka and crowd favorite Jordan Spieth. Or will someone come out of the pack and take the title? We'll just have to wait and see. Bob Bupka for the AT&T Byron Nelson.